the Haftorah for the seventh day of Pesach. The Torah reading for the seventh day of Pesach is the song that the Jewish people sang after the Egyptians were drowned in the Red Sea and the events that led up to that. And the Haftorah is the song in Shmuel Beis that is also repeated in Tehillim that David HaMelech sang after being victorious over his various enemies, including his original enemy Shaul. Rashi in Megillah 31a says, "Umaftirin vayidaber David shehishira kamosa." We say the Haftorah of Vayidaber David, which is a shira like the shira, the song at the Red Sea. Umedaber po ba miyitzias Mitzrayim. And also there are hints to the exodus from Egypt and the splitting of the Red Sea in the song of David, which gives it another connection to the Torah reading. And in fact, the Alkot Shimoni, on Shmuel Beis, Remez Kuf Samech, there are three or four references that are made in David's song to the exodus from Egypt and to the events of the splitting of the Red Sea. Another possible connection between the Haftorah and the Torah reading and the Yontif itself is that the Sfarno explains that the seventh day of Pesach is called Atzeres. Atzeres is a day that the Jews get together and contemplate all of the ideas of the Yontif, and the seventh day of Pesach is basically the Siyum. It is the completion of the redemption from Egypt, which was not complete until the Egyptians were drowned and the Jews were really freed. And therefore, being the completion of the redemption from Egypt, it also has a hint to the redemption, the completion of redemption in general, which will happen in the end of days. And therefore, the song at the Red Sea also connotes the future, ultimate redemption, Oz Yoshir, in the future tense, till Triyas HaMesim, till the ultimate redemption from death by the resurrection of the dead. And it also ends with the sentence, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vo'ed, God will rule forever. Similarly, the Song of David represents his ultimate victory over all his enemies, which has a hint to the victory of the descendant of David, Mashiach, who will vanquish all the enemies of the Jewish people and bring the final redemption. That's why in the Song of David, it mentions in Shmuel, Magdil Yeshuos Malko, that God slowly, as a process, increases and enlarges the redemption and the salvation of his king. In Tehillim, however, it says Migdol Yeshuos Malko, which represents the end of the process, when God in fact will be like the tower of salvation. And therefore we reflect this by when we mention this sentence in benching during the week, we say Magdil. The week represents the process as it goes on. Yet on Shabbos, which represents the culmination, the future, the Me'in Olam Haba, the day that hints to the world to come, to the completion of the process, we say Migdol. There we speak about the end of the process, where God, in fact, will be like the tower of salvation. And therefore, in his song, David describes God in many ways, in many of his functions throughout this process of salvation and redemption throughout the generations, with all of the difficulties and calamities that will befall us and all of the salvations along the way. God is like a Selah, he's like our rock, he's a Mitsuda, he is like a fortification, he's Mefaltili, he saves me, he's Elokai, he's my power, he is Tsuri, he's my rock, Echesebo, who I can find help in, Magini, he's my shield, Keren Yishi, he's the horn of my salvation, Miskavi, the one who uplifts me, Manusi, the one I can run to, Moshi, the one who gives me salvation. All of these adjectives describe various situations that the Jewish people have to face and the various kinds of salvations and various kinds of help that God offers them. Therefore, in Sedra Bishalach, where we read also the events of the splitting of the Red Sea and the song of the Red Sea, the Haftorah is the song of Devorah, because there we are basically signifying the events and the song, and the Haftorah fits the events and the song very nicely, because in Devorah's time also there was a drowning of enemies and a song. However, on the seventh day of Pesach, it's just not the events and the song that we are commemorating, but it's the concept of redemption and the culmination of redemption, which the seventh day of Pesach represents. Man Chiruseinu, the time of our freedom. This was the completion of the physical part of our freedom, and therefore it is more connected to the Song of David, which speaks about the completion of his salvation and hints towards the ultimate completion of salvation with the coming of Mashiach soon in our days.